Education is expected to be a major part of the governor's race in 2016, with State Superintendent Glenda Ritz entering the race. But Ritz says she plans to address a wide range of issues, not just those relating to schools and education policy. State Impact Indiana's Rachel Morello explains how Ritz's role as an educator will likely play into the race as her campaign gets off the ground.
Today, in order to move Indiana forward, I am announcing my candidacy for the Democratic nomination for governor of Indiana.
Flanked by students and staff from Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis, State Superintendent Glenda Ritz made her big announcement last week.
I am asking you to help me become your 51st governor so that we can.
And immediately, the question was asked, can Ritz address issues outside of education?
Some people will say it's good in that these are places where she's comfortable. It's places where we expect to see her. It allows her to start all of the discussion from her strength. But others will say it's also a reminder to people that that is the breadth of your experience.
That's Andrew Downs, director of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics at IPFW. He says there's no doubt Ritz's presence in the race for the state's top executive post will amplify education as a topic of discussion. But whether she can move beyond that arena remains to be seen.
When you want to be the governor of the state, you've got to be able to move to a much broader portfolio of responsibilities than one narrow area, whether that's education or transportation or economic development.
Ritz and her campaign are very aware of the perception that she has narrow experience. Just after her announcement, the superintendent insisted her campaign from here on out will address a wide range of issues.
Field, why do you have the experience necessary to govern a whole state?
Well, you're going to see that I actually have quite a bit of knowledge and experience in a variety of areas. I plan to talk to Hoosiers all over the state of Indiana to gather input.
One of those groups of Hoosiers are already prepared to support Ritz without knowing her specific views on other issues. That group is teachers, who propelled Ritz to an upset victory over then-Superintendent Tony Bennett in 2012. Ritz's education experience is the first thing Indianapolis teacher Mike Schlemmer mentions when asked why he'll support Glenda for governor.
As an educator, Glenda has always been a person that includes people. And so I think that's a real strength of hers, and I think that's the way we need to go in the state of Indiana, to be more inclusive, and I think she'll do that for us.
Crawfordsville teacher Kathy Schrantz agrees that Ritz's vision as an educator will make her a great leader.
The vision she presented today, I think, you know, is making Indiana the crossroads again. And I believe that, you know, educating our students, I think that's going to be very important to foster so we can get the students ready to enter the career of their choosing.
Longtime education blogger Steve Hinnefeld says teachers like Schrantz and Schlemmer are creating a kind of gubernatorial campaign not seen in Indiana for some time.
This will be an opportunity to see what happens when you have this sort of new type of campaign that's built around grassroots organizing and social media playing out in a primary as opposed to playing out in the general election.
No doubt Ritz's opponents, former House Speaker John Gregg and State Senator Karen Tallien, will challenge her on platforms regarding the economy, social issues, and much more. Hinnefeld says they could also focus on her perceived lack of experience on those issues.
I think we'll see a lot of kind of back and forth on social media among supporters of Ritz and probably supporters of Gregg and Tallien as well. You really don't restrain stuff on social media. It's pretty wide open, and so I think it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
The majority of Ritz's tenure as superintendent has also been plagued by discord with the State Board of Education and one of the figures who appointed them, Governor Mike Pence. Pundits say Pence will likely emphasize Ritz's inability to get along with her counterparts as reason enough not to elect her to the post. But even State Board of Education spokesman Mark Lauder points out that much of the contention can be attributed to timing. There were contentious issues like changing academic standards that had to be addressed.
This is really the first time that I can think of where we had necessarily truly conflicting policy directions, which I think maybe led to a lot of that. Just to say it was political, I think, is probably too easy.
Ritz will remain in her posts as both superintendent and chair of the state board during her campaign, no doubt providing more fodder for those eager to see how the educator decides to steer her campaign. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.